Worship the Lord. He is worthy of all of our praise. Amen. Do you want to say, as we're getting to read from 2 Corinthians, we're going to read from 2 Corinthians. I do want to say, just to remind you, church family prayer tomorrow evening at 7. Park around the back. We use the chapel entrance. Anyone can come. Starts at 7, and it will end a little bit earlier tomorrow evening, about 7:40 or so. But it will be a very powerful time. You're welcome to join us. Saturday, there is a men's breakfast scheduled on the church calendar at 9:30. See Brother Herman Randall for more information. But every man is welcome to attend that. And if you don't know who Brother Herman is, any of these men up here, if you'll just grab them, say, "Where's that breakfast? Let me know," and they'll get you connected. Everyone's welcome. 2 Corinthians 6 and verse 2. I am reading from the New King James Version. 2 Corinthians 6 and verse number 2 from the New King James Version. "For he says," speaking of the Lord, "in an acceptable time I have heard you, and in the day of salvation I have helped you. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation." God wants to do something right now for brothers and sisters that are here today. He wants to do something right now. He's a right now kind of God. Amen. And I know I've kind of dwelled on this subject. I can pretty much assure you I won't be spending the rest of the year on this, but I did preach about repentance for a whole year at one little time. But I'm preaching about destiny today, and I'd like to preach to you, every destiny has its day. Every destiny has its day. I have come to the pulpit convinced that God has been reaching for someone. Maybe you haven't been in this church. This might be your first time, but I'm going to be another aspect of God's reaching in your life to let you know you do have a destiny, and every destiny has its day. Let's ask the Lord to speak to us right now. Those of you that are comfortable praying in the Spirit, would you intercede for just a moment? I know it's not a deep intercession, but just a little pleading of the blood and trusting God to rescue, to reach and reveal. In the name of Jesus Christ, God, there's something you want to do that is so powerful, so awesome, so amazing. Name of Jesus Christ, in Jesus' name. God bless you. You may be seated. I believe I have heard my mother-in-law say, and I did not verify with her if she's the one I heard say this, and it's horribly dangerous to quote your mother-in-law without a little bit of protection, but I'm a big guy. I can handle it. I believe I have heard her say, and if she'll nod her head up and down, back and forth, I'll know. I've heard her say, every dog has its day. Is that a up and down or a back and forth? All right. And here's the thing. When I heard her say it, she wasn't saying it about my little dog, Max. He's not a real man's dog. That's why I didn't bring a picture. I'm embarrassed, but I love him so. She was saying it about her grandkids. That made me so nervous. She was calling her grandkids dog. No. But I looked it up. I wanted some background. And one dictionary defines that saying, that idiom, that even the least fortunate person will have success at some point. Every dog has its day. Right? Now, it did give an example, and I don't think my mother-in-law would have used this example, but this is right from the dictionary. I know you're shocked that dopey kid got a better grade than you, but every dog has its day. Seems kind of unkind. But and I'll tell you this, before I realized that I have way too much free time to be looking up stuff like this, I did try to find the origin. This actually goes back even before my mother-in-law. In fact, even Shakespeare was quoted as saying, "Let Hercules himself do what he may, the cat will mew and the dog will have his day." And somewhere this is supposed to impact your life. The reality is this, I am not preaching for dogs today. I'm preaching for destinies today. And I feel like God arrested my attention when it comes to this particular verse we're looking at today with an awareness that every destiny has its day. That there is a point in time when God says, now is the time. Today is the day. I've been weaving your life as a tapestry with every event and every circumstance and every person. And sometimes you have probably looked at others and thought, well, they may have a destiny, but I got a feeling God's forgotten about mine. And yet we recognize every destiny has its day. Can I say without preaching another message that's like last week or the week before, this building is filled with men and women and young people that have a divine destiny. And in particular, I would like to zero in on a segment of our church family and even perhaps some guests that can relate to the Apostle Paul when he says in 1 Corinthians 1, "You see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh and not many mighty, not many noble are called, but God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty." And he goes on to say in verse 29, the reason for this is that no flesh should glory in his presence. Even though this building is filled with talented and gifted and educated people that are successful on many levels, I know even amongst that segment of our church, there is an awareness that God's destiny for me is bigger than my own talents and my own giftings. And even more so for those of us that have known what it's like to look around at other people. And I know I've thought, well, he or she is more gifted than me and perhaps even more talented and on many levels, maybe even more educated. I think all of those gifts and opportunities should be seized upon. But I do want to say I can number myself amongst those that can acknowledge, if you want to talk about might, there are people mightier than I. If you want to talk about wisdom, there are people way more wiser than I. If you want to talk about strength, there are people way stronger than I am. But God hasn't given me a destiny because of what I can do. He's given me a destiny because of what He can do. I'm trying to say to somebody, I don't care where you live, I don't care who your family comes from or what your background might be, I'm not interested in your educational success today. I want you to know if all you have is failure after failure, you are still fearfully and wonderfully made. You have a God that loves you, and from the womb He's been watching you, and He has a destiny for you. Just want to take a quick survey. Is there anybody here that believes that when it comes to God, what you have learned about Him is that you know the thoughts that He thinks towards you, that they are thoughts of peace and not of evil? In other words, that when God looks at you, it's to bless you, it's to help you, it's to rescue. Is there anybody that's found that to be true? I'm just saying that you have a purpose that is bigger than you. God wants to bless you so that he blesses through you. And it's in that respect that I proclaim you have a destiny. And there have been moments in my life when I have seen the next step, if you will, because I believe that the steps of God's people are ordered. The steps of a good man are ordered of the Lord. Now, let me just qualify that. Sometimes righteous people fail and righteous people fall. When I say good, I'm not pretending that there are people here that don't make mistakes or they don't fail God. 1,000 times, no. I'm saying that even when a just man falls, he gets back up again. He repents of his sins, and then he starts taking the next step. God, how can I please you? How can I? I'm trying to tell somebody, it doesn't matter what kind of pit that you dragged yourself out of to be in church today. I'm telling you, your steps are ordered of the Lord. I'm telling you that God has a destiny for you, and there are moments when that destiny hits you smack in the gut, when you realize today is my day, today is my day, because every destiny has its day. Oh, as you clap your hands, when you shout with your voice, as if to say, hey, I'm a believer, I'm a believer. We have all had moments when it seemed like God just swept into our circumstance and he showed us, wow, my life is bigger than my pain and my life is bigger than my problem. And oh my goodness, there's a purpose in all of this chaos. And in those moments, it seems like he has lifted us above our own life, above our own existence, above our own purpose, above, if you will, our own personal destiny. And he has reminded us, I made you for something better than this. I made you for something bigger than this. And it's in that regard that I say, every destiny has its day. Every destiny has a moment in time when God says, I know you're here, but I'm about to lift you up above every trial and every test. I've got a destiny for you. Praise God. Amen. I know there are special days. I know there are memorable days. Your mother-in-law's birthday would be one of the most special days. No, I better get off of that. But there are days that even in the worst of times, they're still special. There are still days that we're able to remark as a blessing. But there are also days that are even more special than special days. There are days that are even more memorable than memorable days, if you will. And I believe 2 Corinthians speaks to just that kind of day. This is bigger than your birthday. This is bigger than your anniversary day. I love those days. This is even bigger than Christmas or Easter. And those are awesome days. But there also is a day that the Lord describes this way. In an acceptable time, I have heard you. And in the day of salvation, I have helped you. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Beyond the most special day that you can imagine, there is a day when you and God connect with reality. This is my day for deliverance. This is my day for destiny. This is my day for victory. This is my day for a miracle. And God has given us permission in his word, an opportunity to seize the day as though, you know what? I know some of this has to do with me waiting on God, but every now and then I get the feeling that God is waiting on me to demonstrate just a little bit of faith that says, today I'm going to be healed. Today I'm going to be forgiven. Today I'm going to be rescued. Today I'm going to be blessed, because Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And if he did it for somebody else yesterday, he can do it for you today, because every destiny has its day. Praise God. One guy described a scene. I find this kind of funny, but maybe you'll get the point. He described a scene where Noah has made the call, and instinctively, here come the animals two by two heading down the trail to the ark. He described a monkey that was trailing a couple of other monkeys, and he's looking ahead at those two monkeys, and he can't help but think, one of those monkeys is not getting on that ark. I think there's something about destiny that gets a hold of somebody that says, I'm not trying to step on anybody else, but I know I've heard from God. I know His word is true. I know this is more than just playing church. I know this is just more than just Sunday school. Maybe for some of you, it's just another Sunday routine. But for somebody, there's get out of my way. I've got a destiny. Wait a minute. Are you telling me that for somebody in this place, God could say to us, behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, today is the day of salvation. Wait a minute. I know that God is no respecter of persons. And if He's going to do it for anybody, He might as well do it for me, because every destiny has its day. Get out of my way. I'm going to get my miracle today. Today is my day. At times we are waiting on God. And I'll address that in just a moment. But let's be honest. There are some times when God is waiting for us. The psalmist said, the Lord was ready to save me. I'd love for somebody to get that kind of mentality today. The Lord was ready to save me. Don't ever let guilt convince you that today is not your day. Don't ever let shame convince you that today is not your day. Don't ever let fear convince you that today is not your day. In fact, you ought to mark it now on your calendar. This is the Sunday that when that preacher starts screaming, I'm going to get up from where I'm sitting, I'm going to come to the altar, and I'm going to raise my hands, and I'm going to say, today is my day. Lord Jesus, this is my time. Lord Jesus, this is my day. Oh, would you clap your hands as if to say, you know, Pastor, I don't know that I need what some people need, but I believe today is somebody's day for a blessing, for a victory, for a deliverance. That's all right. Hey. Come on, God will do the impossible for somebody today. God will do the miracle for somebody today. God will bring the blessing for somebody today. You may be seated. I know there are some places where if you start making up too much noise or you start getting carried away, they might come and say, you know, have to keep it down. This is church. I believe in reverencing the presence of God, but I also believe in that blind Bartimaeus, that when he found out today was the day that Jesus was coming down his street, he cried out, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And people said, you got to be quiet. We don't make a lot of noise in this church. We don't run around in this church. All he did was cry out more. All he did, you know why? Because he realized every destiny has its day. Every destiny has its day. Don't ever let the lack of desperation in somebody else's life keep you from crying out to God. Listen, you don't know their story. It may be they're not facing what you're facing right now. They may not be up against it. They may not know the oppression and the force of hell that you're feeling in your family. So don't you worry about the fact that maybe they can just coast through another Sunday. You've got to realize today is my day. I don't know about their destiny. All I know is every destiny has its day, and today is my day. Praise God. Don't ever confuse screaming and jumping and running as a gauge that I'm more spiritual than you. And then don't ever gauge sitting there and doing nothing as a gauge that you're more spiritual than me. Because I got more scripture for running and dancing and clapping than you'll ever find for just sitting there. But I think what it comes down to is that God has caused all of this to operate upon a measure of faith. And he's given to every person a degree of faith. What are you going to do with that faith? Are you going to just say, well, it's just another day. It's just an ordinary day. Or are you going to say, you know what? I don't care what anybody thinks about me. I don't care about what they say about me. All I know is I have a destiny. I have a destiny. I have a destiny. And God will take the weakest among us. God will take the most foolish among us, and he will lift us up to a place of blessing, to a place of prominence, to a place of victory, because every destiny has its day. Amen, amen. Praise God. Now, I have lived for God long enough, not as long as some of you, and I honor you. But there have been times, I got to be honest with you, I thought, this is my day! And you know what? It didn't turn out the way I thought. I'm serious. And I did everything I'm doing right now. Because I'm 100%. If it's in the Word, I want it. So I recognize there have been times when God was waiting on me. But there's other times when he expected me to wait on him. In Isaiah 40, we read, he giveth power to the faint. And to them that have no might, he increaseth strength. Even the youth shall fail or faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. This is such a small, simple example, but I want you to understand. This past Wednesday, I did something and I felt incredible pain in my back. In fact, I couldn't go on with my regular schedule because the pain was so intense. I stayed home and I was praying, and I wasn't praying and now lay me down, sleep, pray. I was praying, God, you're going to heal me. God, you're going to bless me. God, I got to be in church tonight. You got to help me. And you know what? Nothing happened. So I called a good chiropractor. If you ever need a good one, Sister Darcy Spangler, she's unbelievable. Her and her husband met me here at the church, and this was such a moral dilemma. The only time we could meet was around 10 to 7, and that was going to bring us into our prayer time. So my goodness, how am I going to miss prayer? Because prayer is like the holy grail for me. But I thought, man, a chiropractor for free. Come on, God. And you know how I felt. You know, God, I've been praying all day. I'm trying to tell you, this is the real world. This is the real world. Sometimes we are waiting on God. But when we are waiting on God, we still have to wait with an expectation. We still have to wait with a confidence. You know what? Maybe he hasn't answered the prayer yet, but today could be my day. Maybe I have been religious and my situation hasn't changed. Maybe I have been praying and fasting. My family's still a mess. Maybe I have been crying out and speaking in tongues, but oh my goodness, I still can't move. But let me tell you something. I'm going to wait on the Lord until he renews my strength, until I mount up with wings as eagle. I may be waiting, but I'm not going to give up. I may be waiting, but I'm going to believe today is my day. I'm telling you, if you prayed before, pray again. If you've been believing God, believe now, because every destiny has its day. Look at Hebrews 10. Cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. For ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he that shall come, and will not tarry. One translation says, when you're waiting, don't throw away your confident trust in the Lord. Remember that there is a great award, a reward that he will bring you. I want somebody here to know, you have been patient, but today is your day. You have been patient, but the miracle has come. You have been waiting, but every destiny has its day. Is there anybody that would not just clap your hands, but you would shout with your voice as if to say, I'm still believing, I'm still trusting, I'm still depending. You know, with a crowd this big, I this sounds a little bit disrespectful, and this ain't real theological. I don't care how many people right now in this building, God's just kind of testing you. Let's see what you do if I don't answer your prayer. Let's see if you'll still love me and praise me if you don't get the miracle. There's got to be, in a crowd this size, there's got to be some people just like that. But there's got to be some other people that God, and he's no respecter of persons. It's not like he likes you and doesn't like you, or he loves you more than he loves. No. It just, in a crowd this size, all of us at different places in our walk with God, there's bound to be some, I'm sure, that God is saying, you just need to wait on me. You just need to pray and fast. And I wouldn't try to figure out how God chooses the way he chooses, but I would want you to know, in a crowd this size, there's also somebody that God is saying, today is your day. And you know what? Until God tells me otherwise, I want to approach every day like today is my destiny day. Today is my miracle day, because God is going to heal somebody. God is going to bless somebody. God is going to provide for somebody. But he's looking for somebody that will say, I still have hope. I still have confidence. I still have praise. I still have trust. I still believe. I got a pretty good range of motion right now. In the book of Luke, there's a woman that needs to be avenged, and she goes to an unjust judge. Now, God is so just, but he uses this story so we can see how awesome he is. He goes to an unjust judge, and she says, avenge me of mine adversaries, and the unjust judge does nothing. And for a long time, she just keeps coming. She just keeps coming. She just keeps coming until the unjust judge says, I'm just going to give her what she wants so she'll get off my case. That's not the King James Version, but that's really what happens in Luke 18. But then the Lord says this in verse number 7, and shall not God avenge his own elect which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long time with them. I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? God is about to blow somebody's mind in here. Because you have come to him with that sickness over and over again. He is going to heal you, and he's going to do it so fast, it's going to blow your mind. You've come to God with that sin, with that weakness, with that temptation. I'm talking about another circumstance now. And you've said, God, I've wanted to be delivered. I've wanted you to set me free, but I still got the temptation. I still got the addiction. God is going to blow your mind if you'll just keep coming, if you'll just keep believing. Come on, I'm reaching out to somebody. You prayed for your unsaved loved ones. You fasted for them, and you've dreamed of the day that they would be in church with you. And today, you still sit here all by yourself. But let me tell you, God is going to blow your mind when he does it. He's going to do it so fast, your head's going to spin, because every day has its destiny. Every day has its destiny. Oh, I need you to clap your hands, and I need you to shout with your voice so somebody's faith could be lifted, so somebody's faith can be lifted, so somebody's faith can be lifted. Come on, Heaven View. Come on, Heaven View. Pray like somebody's dependent on your prayer. Worship like somebody's dependent on your worship. Rejoice like somebody's defended on your faith. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. I don't care how many times you've repented. Today is your day to repent of your sins. It's your day. You say, everybody, you know who it is. God's dealing with you right now. When it's time to come pray, you repent of your sins. Today is your day. I don't care how many times you've been baptized. If you have never been baptized by immersion in the name of Jesus Christ, today is your day, because every day has a destiny. If you have never been filled with the Holy Ghost, speaking with other tongues, I urge you, today is your day to come, repent, and then worship until the Spirit of God takes over your worship. You don't have to scream like me. You don't have to run around the building, but you do have to open your mouth, and from your heart, you need to worship the Lord until you're not thinking about you. You're thinking about him, and you're not worried about what he's doing or she's doing. You're just letting the Spirit of God take over your prayer, and today he will fill you with the Holy Ghost. And to this church family, and I won't dwell on this, I might get one more week out of this destiny preaching, but we as believers, and I'm sure this extends beyond us, but we're the ones that are here today. We must live as though every destiny has its day. Not just for me, but what if God has a miracle for my brother today, and he's wanting me to be sensitive to speak the word of faith, because today is not my day. Today is his day. What if you're working with somebody right now, and when you punch the clock in and you're a great employee or employer, You don't realize that there's somebody in your circle of influence on your job, that every destiny has its day, and God has chosen you on that work site, in that office, in that school, that on this particular day, you don't go to school or work like it's any other day, but you go there with a sense. Every destiny has its day, and today could be the day I invite the person to church that was going to give up on God. Today may be the day I pray for the person that's sick, that the doctor says they're going to die. Every destiny has its day. It's like this team that goes to Bethesda House. I mentioned them because there's some people there that they minister to, that they encourage, that they hang out with, that they befriend. There's relationships being formed. But these are not relatives in most cases. These are not people they've known their whole life. These are people that, for all intents and purposes, they're just meeting. Don't look at any stranger as though they don't have a destiny. Don't look at any individual that maybe you don't know as though they don't matter. Every destiny has its day. And what if on that particular day you have crossed their path, not just to be kind, not just to be a good neighbor, not just to help out, but because of destiny? I thank God that Mary's destiny included Joan's destiny, so that Joan could be baptized in Jesus' name and filled with the Holy Ghost this past Wednesday night. But somebody had to believe in destiny. I know Alan's not here today, but I thank God for Elisha that happens to work and live in Ohio, but he has a business partner in Mount Airy. And as they've been doing business together, they've been talking about God. And even though Alan has a rich history in faith and religion and Christianity that goes back years, even decades, Elisha could sense God has a destiny for Alan. There's more for Alan. Alan's a great business partner. Alan's got a great faith in God. But Alan has a destiny. And just a couple weeks ago, Alan was baptized in Jesus' name. Recently, he was filled with the Holy Ghost. A couple of Sundays ago, Alan's daughter was baptized in Jesus' name and filled with the Holy Ghost, because every destiny has its day. And it just takes somebody saying, wait a minute, destinies are all around us. Destinies are all around us. Everybody's got a destiny. Praise God. Michelle, you got to forgive me for preaching about you every service. But thank God April's destiny included Michelle. And you got to hear Michelle's testimony. You ought to talk with her, the different ways that God has blessed her. She was a Christian for quite some time, but there was a destiny. There was a destiny. And thank God that April understood, I know I have a destiny, but part of my destiny is to impact Michelle's destiny. Who among us believes that Calvary was just for you and your family, and that's it? Us four, no more. I talked to an individual recently, and as I'm talking to him, I realize the battle that he's fighting for his soul is because God wants to use him to reach so many other souls. But in his world right now, and I believe he's spiritually sensitive, but for the most part, the battle is so fierce, I'm sure he's thinking, man, if I could just get saved myself, if I could just get delivered myself. But you are so much bigger than you. You have a destiny that influences the destinies of so many others. And so there's going to come a day, and for some of you, it's today, that when you come to the altar, you don't just come by yourself, but on your way up, you find someone and say, hey, Would you like to come pray with me? Because most people want to come to the altar, but they don't want to come by themselves. And when you extend a hand and say, how about if we go pray together, they'll come with you. And that may seem so small, but every destiny has its day. You know, you might come across somebody that says, oh no, I'm fine just where I'm at. Then you can say, well, can I pray for you right here? It doesn't matter how small it may seem, as long as you realize today is a day of destiny, and I'm not just going to go through the motions. I'm not just going to sit on my church pew and act like nothing supernatural's happening. I'm not just going to be focused on what I want or what I need. I'm going to realize that my destiny extends beyond me. Would you stand and bow your heads with me right now? Thank you for your patience as I have preached my soul to you today. Thank you for letting me take a few more minutes than even I had planned on taking. I'm telling you, there are destinies all around us. I'm telling you that there are people here that wouldn't normally be here, but God chose today for you to be here, sir. God chose today for you to be here, ma'am, because every destiny has its day, and you've come with all kinds of regrets. You've come with all kinds of disappointments. Even people have let you down, but in just a moment, you're going to have an opportunity to come to this altar. And when you come, don't focus on yourself. Don't focus on the weaknesses of others. Don't focus on the mistakes even you've made in your past. Just come with an understanding. God has a destiny for me. And when I get to that altar, I'm going to raise my hands and I'm going to raise my voice and I'm going to say, Jesus, have mercy on me. Jesus, have mercy on me. With every head bowed, every eye closed, I don't want to be so transparent that it makes somebody uncomfortable. But in the time of Jesus Christ, there was a group of people that the society of that day treated them like they were nothing, like they were just the dogs of the day. And one of those people that the world says, you're a nobody, she came to Jesus and said, I need a miracle. My baby is vexed. I gotta have a miracle. And in order to teach us a lesson, Jesus said, the miracles I have, basically, he said, the miracles I have, they're not for dogs. They're for the children of God. He tapped into the culture of that day to identify for us that even when you feel like nobody thinks you deserve another chance, Jesus has a chance for you that's bigger than just your next chance. It's a destiny. And that woman, with all the faith that you have right now, she said, even the dogs get the crumbs. She was saying, every dog gets its day. But even more than that, she was saying, I have a destiny. I have a destiny, and you cannot deny me. Is there anybody that would say, I'm not coming to this altar based on what people think of me? I'm coming to this altar knowing that Jesus loves me and he's got a miracle for me today. If that's you, while nobody's looking around, would you just step out? I hope there's some people that are a part of Heaven View that'll come, but I also hope there's some people that have never even been to Heaven View before today, that you will come and you will say, I'm not coming to this altar because I'm worried about what people think. I'm coming because I know every destiny has its day. And if everybody in this building thinks I'm a nobody, I'm one of God's children. If everybody in this building wants to ignore my need, I know that God will not ignore me. If you come to the altar, would you raise your hands and just begin to cry out, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Elders, prayer warriors, those of you that know how to pray in the spirit, I need you to help us pray with people right now, because God wants to give us some miracles. God wants to give us some miracles. Come on, believers, season. Help us pray right now. Because God wants it's to give us some miracles. Day. Everybody's welcome to come. Everybody's welcome to come. Everybody's welcome to come.